Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Norm McMillan. Batting second. The shortstop, Woody English. Batting third. The second baseman, Rogers Hornsby. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hack Wilson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Riggs Stevenson. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Zach Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pat Malone. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Pat Malone. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Howard Emck. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Howard Emck. And now, play ball. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emck fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes English. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is called out on strikes. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Stevenson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Emck fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emck fires to first and has Kyler trapped. There's the throw to Bishop who tags Kyler for the out. Two outs. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Grimm for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby catches it and throws to first to double up Simmons. two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran scoops up the ball and tags Taylor for the out. One out. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Malone reaches second base with a double. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 1 in the game. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Malone moves to third. Two outs. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. English hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards short. English scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Howard Emke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Emke hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 1 in the game. Hornsby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Haas. Kyler reaches second base with a double. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 0 for 1 in the game. Grimm hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Kyler scores. Stevenson moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Stevenson scores. Grimm moves to second. It's 2-0, Cubs. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Malone strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards third. McMillan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cochran for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0 for 2 in the game. McMillan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. English hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0 for 2 in the game. Hornsby is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby misplays the ball. That's an error on Hornsby. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into right field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Stevenson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. Haas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Malone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Malone hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a pop-up towards third. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. English fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Norm McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-3 in the game. McMillan hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. English strikes out. One out. Rogers Hornsby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hornsby is 0-for-3 in the game. Hornsby hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McMillan. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. McMillan steals second. Hack Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. English settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0-for-2 in the game. Boley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kyler for the out. One out. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Stevenson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Grimm strikes out. Two outs. Zach Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Rube Wahlberg. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French strikes out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 3 in the game. Haas hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Cubs, 2, Athletics, 2. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hornsby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox is walked intentionally. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Miller reaches second base with a double. Simmons scores. Fox moves to third. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.